Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos shiur, and we are Miyatz Hashem up to the last shiur on Hilchos Beir. Now, tea bags are a problem of Beir, and therefore, one may not squeeze a tea bag, whether it's in the liquid or out of the liquid, to take out the essence, the tea essence. This is because the bag is considered a specialized utensil of separating the tea from the leaves, from the juice, the liquid, the tea essence from the leaves. So it's a problem if you squeeze that bag or you pull that bag out and you shake it out, that's a problem of Beir. So if someone wants to remove a bag, the tea bag from a tea essence, it's preferable to use a spoon to remove it. Therefore, there's no Beir happening because whatever's dripping out sitting on a spoon, I throw in the garbage. So there's no problem of Beir. If no spoon's available, so you can pull out the bag very quickly and therefore you're not having any intent, you don't have any kavana for the Beir to happen. And therefore it would be mutter to do that. But preferably you should do it with a spoon to take out that tea bag. Now, some say that it's better you shouldn't have the tea bags and the tea essence over Shabbos at all. And what's the reason for that? Because when you have a whole pitcher of tea essence, so when you pour out the first three quarters of it, there's no problem, because that's all liquid that's sitting on top of the tea bag, not Shiloh Bayer. But when you reach the end, whatever's left in that pitcher, so when you're pouring it out, what you're doing is really sifting out that liquid from the tea bags. And that's a Shiloh Bayer, because the tea bags are considered a specialized kli. So even if you're doing it la'alter, you're doing it for right now, for immediate use, and even though you're taking the oichel from the psilis, but since it's coming out, some of that liquid is coming out from the tea bags, so that's a real shiloh of bayer with a kli. And therefore, it's definitely more lechatchila to remove the tea bags from the tea pitcher before Shabbos, so you shouldn't come to this problem of bayer. Now, the last shiloh we'll talk about is that some put in the salt shaker, they put in rice, and the reason is to absorb the moisture, and they have a slotted cap on top of the salt shaker. When they shake out the salt, all that comes out is the salt, but not the rice, because the rice is bigger. So basically, the cover of the salt shaker is being used as a sifter, as a tool to sift out, to separate between the salt and the rice. Is that a problem of doing bayer with a kli? Because that's if you're doing it for immediate use, and you're taking the oichel from the psilis, but lamaisa, using a kli. Is that called a specialized utensil for bayer? So a lot of Pesachim hold, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, he holds that you're not allowed to use such a salt shaker with rice inside because that's a problem of Beir with Kli. That's what Rav Moshe holds. But I saw from the Sefer Adayin that he wants to be matir, the Bir Halacha that we spoke at in a different shir, that anything that's derech achila, b'shas achila, it's the way you eat, then it's not a problem of, not called specialized utensil for Beir. Here, when you use that salt shaker, that's the way you use that salt shaker when you're eating. You shake out some salt. So that's not really considered a kli bayer, that's what he wants to taina, and therefore he wants to be matir. And he says, but since it's a suffix derabbanim, because it's definitely not made for bayer, that cover, the salt shaker cover is definitely not made for that, it's not made to have rice inside it, so if it's not made for that, it's not yuchat for that, so if it's only derabbanim, this iser of bayer, and since it's a machloikis, he wants to be makel. So bottom line, we have machloikis, if you're allowed to use it as a salt shaker, everyone can ask their own shiloh, their own local rabbi, what to do about the salt shaker with rice inside.